Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Friday. Yeah. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We've got a, well, I'm going to say a beautiful weekend simply because it's almost the weekend. Maybe a little dusting here or there, but it doesn't appear as if any of the snow discussion is all that serious. I probably should have said that out loud, huh? But that's what it's looking like right now. We are experiencing, as you just heard from Charles Pyle in our news report there, an exodus of investors from high tech at the moment. I don't know exactly what that means, and I'm not sure how that ties into the bigger economic picture, or if this is like a one-day blip sort of thing. But I'll tell you who probably has a clue about that in the recent Fed interest rate cut, Dr. Dave Bratt, who is the senior vice president at Liberty University for business relations, but is never on this program on behalf of Liberty. He's simply here because he's a really smart guy, a nice guy, a longtime friend, and somebody who I really enjoy chatting with. So, Dave, I appreciate you being here.
I love being on. Thanks, Jeff. You run a great show.
Well, thank you, my friend. Let's talk about what we just heard about in the news here. This, I think the term that Charles used was exodus from of investors from high tech. What's really going on economically speaking?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Everything gets exaggerated, but I did get some good charts from a mainstream kind of steady pair of hands economists a couple days ago.
Okay.
And pretty interesting, easy way to put it. So GDP, right, the size of the economy,
yep,
is growing at about 3.5% right now, according to the Atlanta Fed. Now you can go there. They don't do extended forecasts, but right now we're growing at 3.5, which is not bad. It's more than I thought we'd be at after my, pessimistic productivity talks over the past years. We should be at about 2.
Yep.
So we're doing a little bit better than that. But he broke that 3% down in a part, and everyone says, well, AI is the whole economy. Well, that's clearly not true, right? So
right. Of
the 3%, 2% of it, most of it is consumer spending.
Hmm.
As always, right? Consumer spending is about 2/3 of the economy. And then the 1% is in non-residential investment. So you can just think of that in non-housing. So investment, capital investment.
Right.
And then the interesting thing there is that capital investment is broken down into a couple parts, and the growth in investment is not in business, energy plants or chip plants or all that kind of stuff. But it is in a fairly sizable, close to the 1% is in the technology and innovation within existing firms, right? So they're not building new plants yet, but the plants they have, they're really gearing up with advanced technology and investment. And so, you know, it's a good chunk of the economy, but it's not the whole thing. And, the AI thing, it's being embedded, in ways, but, you know, it's still, I'd say, only, 10, 15, at most 20% embedded in all firms across the country.
Gotcha. All right. Oh, well, that is interesting, Ben. I look at these market numbers, Dave, and you and I have chatted about it. I mean, the markets, generally speaking, are very, very good for the Magnificent Seven and all the rest of that stuff. But every one of us out here in the real world, come on, we've got 401ks, we've got IRAs, they're invested in this stuff, so we do have to care, right?
Yeah, no, that's right. The lucky half of the American people don't have hardly any retirement accounts, and it's a tragedy. And even the top 50, a lot of those are not much. And then the inflation, the Biden inflation. No one's taught the American people that inflation took 20% out of the purchasing power of your retirement accounts. Right? Yeah. It's not just the shopping basket that's getting killed from that Biden inflation.
That's right.
And so now under Trump, inflation is down to 2 or 3, but it's still going up by 2 or 3. It's not going down. Right? It's never gone down. And so when the people say I'm hurting, they are. They're hurting.
Yep.
And so I'm preaching to the choir on this channel. We got to get back to market fundamentals. And unfortunately, half the country is fascinated with Mamdani and the governor of California, Newsom, who's just tanked their entire state. Yep. And yet half the people appear to love this destructive economics. I don't get it.
Well, that stinks, because I was just going to ask you, because I'm sure you must get it. What is the embrace of this? Is it strictly younger folks, Dave, who, unlike you, unlike me, did not live through the Soviet Union and East Germany on full display, where we could see every single day growing up what an absolute utter disaster this nonsense is? Are they just upset that they're not getting, in their minds, what you and I got, the generation preceding it, and they're just thinking, well, hey, we're just going to take it from them?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, there's no economic education, right? And the poor kids in Chicago, the third graders, the literacy rate is 12%, as I've said many times.
Yep.
So they can't even read, much less economic education.
Yeah.
And then in the economic education, you learn about capitalism. That's about freedom and free markets, which number one means you don't have a $7 trillion government budget every year.
Right.
That's $7 trillion out of our economy that's zero productivity and probably negative productivity.
Yep.
When you slice it up with all these green boondoggles and Ukrainian wars and all this mischief they're up to.
That's right.
And then on top of that, it's what you just got done saying, the Magnificent Seven. These seven firms make up, 40% of the S&P 500, the entire stock market, right? Seven firms make up 40%. Mm. That's seven guys that run it, and they're all on the left.
Right.
And the Republicans get blamed for being the party of the rich, so that's insane.
Yep.
And then the young kids say, I hate capitalism because I hate this.
Yeah.
Well, this is not capitalism. This is seven monopolies, and they're called oligarchies. They're called the oligarchs, right? They're like the Chinese oligarchs and the Russian oligarchs.
That's right.
And if the kids haven't been educated, you can't blame them for being ticked off at the status quo, because it's terrible. And we're in debt up to our eyeballs, and the kids know they got to pay it off.
Yeah.
And so, there's nothing going their way. The housing market's terrible. The interest rates still aren't down all the way.
Yeah.
And, but they need to know there is hope, and it's called freedom. Get the government out of your face, right? You go out and earn your own living.
Yep.
And the burden is on you. There's no way around that one. Right? You're in charge of your own life.
That's right.
Don't blame it on anyone else. You can blame it, but it won't do you any good, right? Yep. So that's my sermon for the day.
No, well, it's sage advice and expert insight as always. What about that rate cut? We saw it come down, I think, 0.25%, and then there was the chattering class said, hey, if you're really reading what Jerome Powell said, this is going to be the last one for a while because there were some dissenters on that board. What should I unpack from that, Dave?
Well, what you should unpack is that when your economy hangs on the breath of a quarter point interest rate reduction from the Fed, your economy is terrible. Right? Mm-hmm. The fact that we wait on this hand and foot and that the stock market waits on this, it's got very little to do with the real economy and the productivity and the welfare of the young kids.
Right.
The Federal Reserve, on the other hand, has ruined the lives of the young kids for the past 30 years.
Yep.
And Scott Bessent, the current Treasury Secretary, said last year, the ride of the stock market is over. Now it's Main Street's turn, right? Yeah. Meaning the Fed should turn that way. But even our guys under Trump are going to be these, you know, marginal economic types making tweaks at the boundaries when the whole Fed needs to be a wrecking ball. And, for example, the Federal Reserve has thousands of economists, right? They've never examined, do you think 20 million illegal immigrants in the country, illegal, right, this is the main term that matters, might have an effect on wages for the poor in this country? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that the $17 trillion we spent on war could have been better spent teaching those poor third-grade kids in Chicago how to read and giving them a life? Right. The economists should all be fired. Right.
Yeah.
So these little tweaks to the interest rate. OK, whatever. They matter a little bit. Right. But they're not the main point.
Yep.
But you wouldn't know that because the economists are so it's just corruption and lack of courage and lack of moral convictions all around. Everyone's scared.
You mentioned the illegal aliens that are here, 20 million there, and the suppression of wages as a result of that. It's also part of the reason that housing is so unaffordable. All of a sudden, you take a country and you essentially add 10% to the population. Are these folks going to be pitching tents, or are they now in the rental market and the purchase market? Because let's face it, the banks made all sorts of allowances for people who didn't have Social Security numbers, should not have been in the country, but hey, we'll get you a mortgage. Here you go.
Yeah, no, we're subsidizing the illegals in many ways more than the American citizens.
Yeah.
And the billionaire class is also, you know, BlackRock's and all these gigantic firms are buying real estate away, you know, and turning them into apartments and charging you. And then the biggest doozy is education. I just saw New York City, folks, guess what it costs to educate one kid in the public schools in New York City? $42,000.
Wow.
So if you're a nice, you know, all these people are made in the image of God. I don't got any issue with these people, right?
That's right.
They're illegal. That's the problem.
Yep.
So they come across with two kids. They make $40,000. If you got two kids in public school, they're costing $80,000.
Wow.
That's a problem.
That's a big
problem. You're paying the bill for it. And you didn't vote for that, and you were not allowed to vote for that. And so, well, I guess New York City did, but it's unbelievable, too. That's what I don't get. I don't get why they're voting for it.
It's crazy. I mean, the whole thing strikes me as crazy. Let me remind everybody, Dr. Dave Bratt is joining us. And Dave is many things, a career educator, a professor, used to be up here in my neck of the woods at Randolph-Macon. Of course, a distinguished member of Congress, and then got promoted to civilian, I guess, right? How happy were you? Now, let's all kidding aside.
I mean, I know
you wanted to win, but it wasn't necessarily the worst news you got, was it?
No, there's just, you know, I lost a great set of friends up there, and we had a great time in the Freedom Caucus. And that, you know, and even the Dems, this Juan Vargas Catholic dude.
Yeah.
Every morning I'd go in the weight room, and he's Catholic, and I'm Protestant, so he. Hey, Dave, why do you hate Mary? That's how I greet it every morning. And I say, Juan, I love Mary. She's the mother of Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would proceed that way. So we had, you know, it was great in some ways, but now it's even, I mean, back then I couldn't get out the word at all, right? We didn't have any of this social media stuff where at least now the conservatives can say something.
That's right.
We were all censored voluntarily.
Yeah.
And so that was absolute torture, right? Oh. So, I like being with young people and going around the country talking and doing that. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I know you do. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear the smile right through the telephone. Hey, talk about some of those young people, because this is where you and I, again, our stage of life, we're the same age. We look at folks who are in their 20s. We want them to do well. We've both got kids. We're hoping they're successful. We've done the best we can. But you're surrounded by thousands of really great young people every day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring or not?
Oh, yeah. No, I invite CEOs around the country, right, from Silicon Valley. I had a ton of guys come in to, you know, just every industry, the tech industry you're talking about, and everybody, you know, Dallas and Houston, Atlanta, Florida, New York, whatever.
Yep.
And they come in, and I tell them, wait till you meet the kids. They're different. And they're like, yeah, Dave, whatever. And then they meet our kids. They go, Dave, you weren't kidding. These kids are they're exceptional. And it is, it's just a hope in there, you know, and our kids here, there's no entitlement attitude at all.
Right.
They're honest. They work hard. They stay late.
Yep.
And for voluntary stuff, they stay late. And so, and that's what I was saying in my little sermon, right?
Yep.
It's the same when I was at Randolph-Macon or here, there's great kids and the kids that go to the career center ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids who design their curriculum and find marketable skills, I highly recommend big data, anything related to data right now.
Yes.
You take control of your life.
Yeah.
And you'll do okay, right?
Yep.
Even if the economy is tanking. And by you taking control of your life, you'll make the economy better.
That's right.
You'll hold the politicians accountable for being stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in that case, there's a lot of accountability to be held. I will say, because, of course, you're never here on behalf of Liberty University, but I will say, as someone who has visited Liberty, spent time at Liberty, been able to exchange some words here and there with professors and the students at Liberty, it is a stellar institution. It is filled with great people. And anybody who's listening right now who is getting ready to think about college, or you've got kids or nieces or nephews, I'm just telling you, it's right down the road. You've got to put Liberty on the list. At least take a look at it and get the true lay of the land. Dave, I can't thank you enough for making time every week. You know, I love spending time with you. I'm sorry it's not in person. That would be way more fun. But we just love getting your expertise.
Yeah. Well,
your
when you're in the area, just let me know. We'll get you in front of some kids and have some fun doing Q&A. They love it.
You betcha. I absolutely look forward to it. Dave, have a blessed weekend, brother. We will talk soon.
Bless you back, brother.
Thank you. That is my friend, Dr. Dave Bratt. He is the senior vice president down there at Liberty. Great guy. And what can I tell you? I think the world of Dave. I really do. And his insight on this. It's like real world economics, but also real world. That's why his students, even at Randolph-Macon, where not everybody was on the same page. He talks about all the years he spent at Randy Mac with left-wing professors, right? I mean, his career is in academia. And how many times has he been with us to talk about some of these left-wing professors? Like, yeah, well, I mean, you know. you have disagreements, you have discussions, and then you go, you have dinner, which I think is probably the way things ought to go, but we'll see. 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.